Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all of our parishioners, our outreach community, and especially anyone who may be visiting with us here today as we celebrate the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's good to be together again. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and this Mass is being offered for the Holy Family First Saturday Memorial Mass Intentions.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I have done, and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie.
Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison.
In the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Now here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
If today you you turn man back to dust and say, return, O children of Adam, to your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday come and gone, or like a watch in the night. Sprouts and is fresh. By evening it withers and fades. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Then teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Turn back, O Lord, how long? Show pity to your servants. Merciful love, we shall exult and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Oh, give success to the work of our hands. If today
a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death then the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Teresa of Avila once said that a person's life here on earth, even one filled with sufferings, when looked back on from the perspective of heaven, is like one night spent in a bad hotel. Our readings today exhort us to have this heavenly perspective. In the first stanza of our psalm, we prayed, "A thousand years in your sight, Lord, are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night." We heard from the book of Ecclesiastes that under the sun, all things are vanity. That word vanity in the original Hebrew literally means mist or a mere breath, something that passes away. I think we know this about life. How often in conversation do we talk about how fast time has gone by? Whether it's how quick the summer is going by, or maybe how fast children or grandchildren are growing up, we tend to have a sense that time goes by quick. And since all of us have limited time here on earth, life goes by quick. As Kenny Chesney put it, don't blink. And faced with the shortness of our lives, we can have one of two responses. We can have the response of Koheleth in our first reading and say that all things are vanity. Or we can have the response of St. Paul, who in our second reading says, "Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory." So the first perspective is merely an earthly perspective. That if this visible world is all there is, then nothing has meaning. All is in vain. We just
work to accumulate stuff, and then when we die, it gets left to someone else who doesn't deserve it. Sometimes we can be tempted to this materialistic way of thinking. And this was the mindset of the rich man in the parable that we heard in today's gospel passage. He was so focused on worldly success that when he got it, he turned in on himself. But rather than sharing the superabundance of grain that he was blessed with, he stored up treasure for himself. And then one night later, his life was over. Living life with only an earthly mindset really is a tragedy. It's like seeing things as two-dimensional. As if this life is all there is, then where do we place our hope? We'd be confined to place our hope in passing things, whether it be our possessions, our wealth, our education, or even our relationships. All these things will eventually pass away. And then we would be left hopeless, only able to utter that refrain, that all things are vanity under the sun. But thanks be to God, the one who is above the sun has come down from heaven so that we who live below the sun might have hope, hope for eternal life. In dying, rising, and ascending into heaven, Jesus has opened heaven for us. St. Paul even speaks about our death and resurrection with Christ as something that has already happened. He says, "You have died. You were raised with Christ. Through the power of our baptism, Jesus shares with us his own divine life. And now we are free, free to live with a heavenly perspective. That this life is not all that there is. So if we're not totally satisfied with the things of this life, we don't lose hope. Because we know we're on a journey back to God. I think it's good for us to remember that we're in this Jubilee year of hope. The Lord wants to pour out his grace into our hearts in a special way this year, that the virtue of hope may be strengthened in our hearts. As we recognize that with the light of the gospel, this earthly life becomes a pilgrimage of hope. Jesus has opened heaven for us, and he's given us all we need to get there. And he makes it clear today that one of the things that helps us to get there is generosity. Jesus tells us today, take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Greed comes from holding too tightly to our possessions, which is really a symptom of having an earthly perspective. But when we have a heavenly perspective, we are able to be generous with anything that we have because we are free. Free because we're not confined to this world only. Through our baptism, we've begun to live for heaven. And notice that Jesus doesn't condemn the man simply for being rich. It's not necessarily a problem that he had to tear down his barns to build bigger ones to store all the grain. But it's why he did it. He stored up treasure for himself, and therefore was not rich in what matters to God. So whether we are rich or not, today we can ask ourselves, am I living with an earthly or a heavenly perspective? And one way to know the answer is to ask the follow-up question, am I generous or not? And if there's areas in our heart in need of purification, St. Paul says today, put to death then the parts of you that are earthly. Or take off the old self and put on the new self. And the best place to do that is the sacrament of reconciliation, where we put to death our sins and are clothed with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another as the Lord has forgiven you.
We now stand together and profess our faith.
I believe in one God,
United in our faith, let us present our prayers to our merciful Father on behalf of the Church and the world.
For the Church, may God provide her with the spiritual gifts she needs for her work of evangelization. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For all who govern the nations of the world, may the Holy Spirit fill them with wisdom, courage, and prudence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for orphans and abandoned children, may the Lord protect them and provide them with the care and love that they need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for this faith community, may the grace of the sacraments increase our love for the Lord and for each other. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are sick in mind, body, or spirit, may they come to know the healing presence of the Lord in their lives, especially Orlando Barcoso, Joseph Adams, Elizabeth Tishvan, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died in the light of faith, may Christ our King receive them with joy into his presence, especially Joseph M. Donnelly and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Merciful Father, hear our prayers, we ask, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy. For you are the one God living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven, as we acclaim. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offered them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior, made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, and that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for the celebration of this great mystery, which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his ascent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. And as we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with sincere hearts. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead, whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom, there with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Amen.
Lord, we pray from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Let us go forth singing number 622, Canticle of the Turning, number 622.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.